Okay, we're on Nun Vav on base. We are somewhat past the Mishnah. We have Rav Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Nun Vav on base, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down. Past the Mishnah. No, all the way past the Mishnah. You're in the Mishnah. In the Gemara. Okay, Rav Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, actually, we're not up exactly up there yet. We're a little bit behind before that. Asa Rabbi Avo. There's a, you see that? Asa Rabbi Avo. No, also not there. Okay, I'm getting mixed up. Ve'elin HaKadosh is where the little asterisk is at the beginning of the line. Ve'elin HaKadosh is where there's a yod and then a little asterisk. Okay, Ve'elin HaKadosh. What are the, what's considered to be new wheat, in which case the bran around the kernel is still considered to be part and parcel of the kernel itself and to have the Kedush of Truma? Tani Eloheinu Kadoshes Kozman Shabrios Regilin Lachvot. It's an interesting thing. By very fresh grain, they don't thresh the grain with oxen. Because if it's moist, the oxen are going to crush the grain. Boy, we really hit the jackpot tonight. By very fresh grain, they don't use the oxen. All they use is sticks to thresh. In other words, to separate the chaff from the kernels, from the kernels, because otherwise they would crush it. So as long as that's the case, as long as the chaff around it is not completely hardened yet, as long as the kernel itself is not hard, and you can't yet thresh with oxen, you must beat it with sticks. So that means also that the chaff around the kernel, or the bran immediately around the kernel, is also not yet so hard yet. And since it's also not yet so hard, so therefore it's still considered to be part and parcel of the kernel. It's still part and parcel of the kernel that has the kedusha of truma. Okay? As long as it has to reach a stage where it's tougher, it's still part and parcel of the kernel. Rabbi Achamar Achloshim Yom, for the time of Tzubah for harvest for 30 days. Rav Obashem Yochanan said, Keni Shiura. Now this is getting back to the Mishnah. In the Mishnah it said that when you sift, you're not allowed to throw away, even when you sift Truma, you are allowed to sift it. You're even allowed to sift it twice, I think we said. Be that as it may, it said there's a specific shear, which is the maximum amount of sifting, which is that you can either cause 1/6 of the flour or 1/3 of the flour to drop away. And that's okay. That's not considered to be losing truma. Now, the question is, can you say this? When you want to sift the grain, in order to get large clumps of grain, in order to make coarser flour, you're allowed to do it as much as you want. Similarly, allowed to cut off the leaves from the vegetables as much as you want. So why in our Mishnah does it say that there are limits? Rabbi Avo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, when you're cutting the vegetable, imagine you're cutting broccoli. So you can cut off as many leaves as you want, as long as you leave the tmora, which in this case is like the palm tree, the stalk. You can break off, and when you go to the store, sometimes it says that you can't break the florets off the broccoli, but here you're allowed to. You can break the florets off and leave the broccoli stalk, and that is what you take, and that's what he uses truma. So how come our mission says that they're distinct amounts, which you must retain as a minimum? It seems these prices that you can take off as much as you want and make it waste material, whether it be in flour, whether it be in vegetable leaves. So since where Rabbi Yehoshua said, Kambishne Ravon, Kambishne Sova. Depends what years we're talking about. So years of famine, you have to be more parsimonious, because you have to save more. You can't throw away as much. Satiation. There's plenty of food in the world, then you can even throw away more. Okay? Says more further. Talmud, we learned over there. Meye avatiach, watermelon seeds. Uknivas yerek shel truma. And the pieces of truma, which you cut off the vegetables, because the leaves that you cut off, which you're not going to use. What's their status? Rabbi Yosef Madoisa Matil Azorim. He says, the Zohar can eat them. Why? Because they're not truma. Why not truma? Because they're made to throw away. The watermelon seeds and the, also the leaves of the lettuce, which you throw away. Doesn't matter. No, that's midrabanan. If you do plant them, they become truma over again. But that's all. You're not allowed to plant them. You're not supposed to plant them. You're supposed to either eat them or toss them. You're not supposed to plant them. Be that as it may, the bottom line here is that we see that it's a relative thing. If you decide to keep the watermelon seeds, they become truma. Decide to throw them out, they're not truma. Chachamim disagree. They hold it's also in any event. In other words, it's always good to be truma. Since they are edible, it's not a subjective thing or it's an objective thing. This is only talking about where the balabatim snip off. Do you have a shell balabatim? What do you have? B'knivas yerek shell? That's what you have? Oh, so he just reversed it. I don't know why he says lo shorel b'knivas yerek shabal batim. He says, but when the balabatim snip off leaves, so those leaves might still be considered be truma, and then that would be a machlokus or b'daisim chachamim, because balabatim snip off leaves which are almost perfectly edible. They're just a little bit wilted or misshapen or whatever. However, b'knivas yerek shaganonim. But when you have the gardeners themselves snipping off leaves, I feel Rabbanan Modu, they only snip off the worst, most disgusting, reprehensible leaves, which are going to diminish the sale. So therefore, if the gardeners snip that off, that for sure is not truma, because that is certainly a very, very rejected part of the tree, the part of the plant. Right, Boon Boy Rabbi Boon, as stated. You qualify this. This is only true about when you're dealing with leaves which are part of a plant, when they're part of real part of truma gedoyla, part of the truma which the Yisrael gives the coin, because there's no shear for that. So therefore, we could say retroactively that these leaves are not truma because there was no shear to begin with. So this is the, we'll say that these leaves, which are excluded for whatever reason, they didn't become part and parcel of truma. But the truma's meiser, the truma's meiser is a precise shear of a tenth, right? So either these are part of the tenth or they're not part of the tenth. Right? You can't say after the fact that they'll be not part of the tenth. Neither they were, they weren't. By truma gedoyla, which doesn't have a set measure, it's all by estimate. So then you could say, well, retroactively, we see this wasn't part of it. Could be it's a brera issue, but lemaisa, we could say retroactively it wasn't part of it. But here, in a case where we're talking about trumas maiser, eina alin, klushin alin, aren't the leaves that you plucked off also part of the tenth, which corresponds to the other leaves left behind? And aren't the cut off stalks also truma, that which you left behind? So therefore it's also lazarim. So we create a sharp distinction between truma, where the cut off stuff is considered perhaps to be not truma, because anyway truma is no set amount, and the case of trumas meiser, where since the ratios must be precise, therefore if you don't meet the criteria of the ratio, you're in big trouble. So therefore we have to say that mistome, everything which was separated as trumas meiser, even the leaves which you cut off in the process, all part and parcel of trumas meiser, and they have the kedusha and are forbidden for non-kohanim. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. Amarikad. Four lines before the end of the Mishnah. Let's try the Earth's perfect water. Hamarikat mikad lekad v'notev shlosha tifim. Somebody pours from one pitcher to another pitcher. In other words, if I was pouring from here to here, I'm not going to do it. If I was pouring from here to here, at the end when I'm finished, the note of shlosha tipin, after I pour out the last three drops, you know what? The drop. Okay, I have a little bit of water in here, right? And I let it drop from here. This is my truma water, right? Well, it's really oil or wine because there's no truma water, but you get the idea. Okay, now I wait. One, two, yeah, two, three. I got three drops. Now, there's still water left in here, but that doesn't matter. I can be mevatel this water. It says the Mishnah, noitzel sochot chulin. At this point, I can put chulin in there. There's a little bit of truma trying to be mevatel. Big deal. That we're willing to let be water under the bridge. However, here, kino mita. What happens if now, after I pour out the three drops, I put this on its side, and I get a sizable, not a film, like a puddle, whatever it's called, a bubble of wine or oil in there. So I raise a truma. That's truma. But I can't just say, well, since I could just pour chulin into it, so whatever bubbles gathers in a bubble on the side is now chulin as well. No, whatever gathers is truma. No shear. The kamatei b'trumas ma'aser shud mai. V'yolichena l'kohen. How much is there in trumas ma'aser shud mai? You still have to take it to a kohen. Echad mishmoyer b'shminis. Now this trumas ma'aser shud mai, which is tummy. Came tummy. So the Kohen has very little use for it anyway. At some point, I don't have to take it to him. There's a point of diminishing returns. Because he's just going to use it for a candle or fuel anyway. What point do I have to start taking from it? When it's 1/8 of an eighth, then already I don't have to take them. The Gemara is going to explain that. Okay, let's go back tomorrow. Tama Tanina, we're at the top of Nun Vod Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, two dots. Tama Tanina, look over there. Hirkino mitza hareil shemoicher is a kasha. It's a contradiction. It says here, if I pour it, I'm a seller. I'm selling this wine to my customer, and I pour it into his tank, and I have some left, and it gathers on the bottom. So I, the mocher, get to keep it. It's a contradiction. Because if I, the mocher, get to keep it, the lokeh pay for it, why do I get to keep it? It's a contradiction to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says it's truma. It means it belongs, so to speak, to the buyer, to the kohen. Yet here in Choshen Mishpat, I say, who does it belong to? To the seller, which is tantamount to belonging to the Yisroel by us. Stira, it's a contradiction, right? Vam Rabbi Yochanan said, "Leitz kachu lokeach. Don't give me lots lokeach. El shomoyich belongs to the seller. Well, hachata marachin. You hear we say it belongs to truma, which is like the kohen, the buyer. Or maybe it's a relazer. It's as well as a very basic answer. Mishum yush. By choshem ish, but there's a concept of yush. Lokeach gives up. So there's that little left in the seller's barrel. He says, 'Chbin moichol or chbin misyoyish. I give it up.'" But here, a Kohen is not within his rights to give up Truma. If it's Truma, it's Truma. It's absolute. It's objective. It's not subjective at the desire or not desire of the Kohen. Okay? Ask more of Appa Kodesh. Kain is the same thing also true by Kodesh, as by Truma. But if you have oil for Menachos, and you're pouring from vessel to vessel that follows the same parameters, Ask Rabbi Avovan, Rabbi Shere, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Avo came and said, name Rabbi Yochanan. Va'af the Kodesh Kain, yes, the same parameters are true by Kodesh. Rabbi Yishevir said a very interesting thing. Lo shalom the kodshim sheish la matirin. It's only by kodshim that have matirin. What does it mean to have matirin? That, let's say, you know, the oil for menachos is mutter once you put the comets of the mincha on the mizbeach. That oil is mutter, okay? Because you put the comets on the mizbeach, so now the remaining oil is mutter. That's the eshlo matirin. It's got avo, but kachim she'elam matirin, but kachim where the Kohanim don't get to eat any of the korban, meaning such as when he brings out the mincha of the Kohen, where the entire mincha gets put on mizbeach, not just the komet, afilu kol shuwe tzorech lahachzir. Then in that case, the halacha is that anything which adheres, excuse me, anything, even the three drops, you're not allowed to be mevatel them. This is a fascinating thing. Why is that? He brings down here on the so he brings down the bottom. The mizbeach can't give up hope. The can't be misyoish. Truma, there are two elements. There's the absolute kedusha. There's the kohen who would have gotten the truma. So what the kohen who would have gotten the truma is Michael, is misyoish. Once three drops have been poured and spilled and nothing else is coming out, so he just says, you know what, the rest of it, I don't expect to get gesundheit. Hides truma, but he could be mevatel it. But as far as the truma is concerned, you pour in more wine, more oil, be mevatel the truma. But by hektesh can't be meichel you. They can't be misyoish vis-a-vis you. So even after the three drops are poured out, hektesh, which is inanimate, can't say I'm misyoish and I'm meichel and go be mevatel the rest. Therefore, you have to continue pouring and continuously scrub out until Hechnish gets all the possible oil or wine out of the barrel. The only time you don't have to do it is when it goes to a Kohen. Because when it goes to a Kohen, such as by a Mincha, right, the oil which is left over the Mincha, so the Kohen Taka can be Moichel. He can say, forget it, I don't want the rest of it. Hi, it's Kodesh. Yes, but it's Kodesh which was given to the Kohen. So therefore, the Kohen says, I don't want it anymore. And at that point, you're allowed to be Mavatolit. But until, but in Kachim where Kohen doesn't get it, there's no time which Bittul is permitted.
Was a Menila issue as well?
Only if somebody who comes in, well, the Mila is a Shava Pruta. There's not a Shava Pruta, it's drops. So Mila is not going to be an issue here. It's only going to be the now question then from Hekdish. Okay, Rabun Barachia boy. Rabun Barachia asks a question. By the oil of Mitzorah, it says a special shear. It says a log. Have to have a log. So, okay. So you poured out the oil for... So the, you poured out the oil. The halacha is... Well, the way it works is that you take from this log... And you put thumbs and the toes of the Mitzorah, right? So the rest of the oil goes to the Kohanim. So what happens? In this case? Hardin log shemen shem Mitzorah. This log shemen Mitzorah. Tzarech lahachzir or ain't tzarech lahachzir? Does that have to be exactly a log or does it not have to be exactly a log? Literally, do you have to exactly put it back or not? Now, what do we mean by this? If you're going to say you have to have exactly a log, so if that's the case, if you don't have exactly a log, meaning because there are three drops which were not poured, then you're missing something. In other words, again, well, let me make it clear. In other words, we're taking the log, we're taking from a big batch of oil somewhere in the base of Mikdash, and we're pouring into the log of the... That's a bad example. We're taking from a cup with a log, right? And we're pouring into the kli shores, from which then we're going to take the water, the oil for the thumbs and the toes. Is it only a log after I pour three drops? Or is I still have to continue pouring until the entire log is empty? Why should I have a havamina that it's different? Because it says log. Since it says log, maybe there are no shortcuts. Maybe even after the three drops of port, I gotta pour and pour and pour and keep pouring. I can't stop pouring. That's the Gemara's question, okay? So if you're gonna say you have to, it has to be a log precisely. Log, so if you don't put in the rest of the log, even after the three drops, you're missing. You say you don't have to. On the contrary, that means that if you keep pouring after three drops, it's bad. You're putting in more than a log. Because a log means three drops and that's it, and you're adding too much. Rabbi China lo amarke. Rabbi China didn't say it like this. Why not? Elo amar Rabbi Yeshia. Rabbi Yeshia said, lo shalom b'kotchim sheish le matirin. He doesn't make a distinction between whether it's the log of a mitzvah or not. He says rather where do I say that there's a kachim, I don't have to be exact on the measure when it's kachim rishon matir when it goes to the kohen. So since the kohen gets the rest of the log by mitzvah, he could say it's as if I got the entire log. He doesn't have to be picky about it. But kachim where it never goes to the kohanim, I feel the kosher sort of there you talk have to be exactly meticulous. Vardin log shall semen, and now the Gemara finishes with that statement. Vardin log shall semen shall mitzora lafka kachim sheish matirnu. This log of the oil of the mitzora is a kachim sheish matirnu, and it goes to the kohen. Since it goes to the kohen, the tema tzorach lachzir, you say after you meticulous to point out exactly, obviously not, so it goes to the kohen. So we have the principle of it's okay, no, if it's off by a little bit. Hadoa mara says more nonetheless. The previous gemara says that tzorich adam ratzorach lachzir v'lachzir over mishum b'chisaron. That if you again the previous gemara which says. Rabbi Bum Bar Chia, who asked the Shaila, Rabbi Chulun Bar Chia says that he has to be precise. If it's not precise, then you're over Chisaron. So therefore, it's a machlokes in Rabbi Bum Bar Chia and Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Bum Bar Chia holds that log may have to be precise, although he never said it with clear-cut fashion. Rabbi Chanina said it doesn't have to be precise, again, because the Kohanim are getting it, so therefore, they don't have to be exact. Tani Rabbi Chalif to Chalafter Bar Shmuel. Ben Shol, Rabbi Chalafter Ben Shol saw a very big kula, kideira, a pot, but this is a pottery pot. It's not glass or metal; it's pottery. Shebisha ba truma, in which you cook truma, magila b'chaim in shlosh pamim v'tadayo. You kash it three times in hot water and it's kosher. It's an amazing thing because we know you're not allowed to kasher pottery, right? Why not? We'll see in a minute. All right, Rabbi said, you can't extrapolate from this in terms of tarfus. In terms of tarfus, this doesn't work. This only works in terms of truma. Ask me why. Rabbi Yisrael said, kashisa kumi Rabbi Ba. I asked him for Rabbi Ba. Truma above a misa. By truma, if you have it, you get death. When the veil below us, the veil, if you go to McDonald's, you only get a lot. Batamarachain. So I can say we're more machmiel by the veil than by trumas. Amarleisa said, not a good question. Command Amar Meilein, Kibbalim, some mices is going to be that mices bismanazeh are midrabbana. We accept it upon ourselves. Therefore, it's much more lighter. Rabbi Yustoi Barshunam, Bo Kumi Rabbi Mano. He asked it for Raimana. Tanino, we're on Nunzayim base now. We learned Emir Kino Umitza. If you spilled out the water and spilled out the wine or the oil, and then you tipped it over and you gathered a little bit inside the vessel, Harezu Truma. So I say in that case it's Truma. So we see we have a very big Truma by Truma. Vata marachain. So how come here you say, let him just kasher three times in that water, and that's sufficient? Maybe something will well up afterwards, and I'll be truma. I'm like, kind of idea or nigav here. He says, you're not going to get that amount. Even the amount which gathers and collects in one area in the pot, when you turn it back on its side, you're not going to get that after you've put it three times through hot water, because that water gets out all the major deposits, anything which might even come remotely close to such a deposit, and therefore the Hagola, once you've rinsed out three times that water, that's sufficient. I no longer have to be worried about any truma there whatsoever, and I can use it for any purpose I want. Okay? Says the Brasa further. Tanya, we learned. Shemarim shel truma. If you have dregs of truma, Harishon Vasheni Osir. Now, this is a very interesting thing. You have dregs of truma, and you put them in a strainer, and you run water over them, and that water becomes, at least to a certain extent, what does it become?
What?
Comes wine, right? So yeah, the dregs are of truma, as you're pointing out. So the dregs are of truma, so and that's the case. So then it becomes truma wine. The point is, at some point you reach diminishing returns, and the water doesn't become wine; it just remains water, right? So why? How does that work? The first time you pass water over them, and the second time you pass water over them, also the water becomes also because they become truma wine. Vashlishi, the third time, mutter just picks up a little bit of taste. It's not real truma, and therefore it's mutter. That's only if you used water. Havalonos and mine, you just let the dregs sit there and drip, and you collected the drippings from the dregs. I feel shlishi also, even the third time around, it's also. Because obviously, it's not pitahurin. Rameir Omer. Rameir says, even when you used water, the third time around, it's not necessarily just water. If it picks up a significant amount of the taste of the truma, it has the parameters of truma. Who says not that way?
There is something about Rameir Shita on Nosing, anybody else with regard to
I don't doubt it. I'm just not familiar with it offhand. Shmarim Shomaiser Shani. If you have dregs of Meister Shani, we're more kulidic. Rishon Osir, the first time pass water through its osir, the Shani Mutter, the second time pass water through it, ready to Mutter. Rameo Meir HaShani, when I sit down, Meir says, we look at the Shani, the second time he passed it through. And if it still has a taste, the flavor of the Meister Shani, it has a content parameter of Meister Shani. But Yochan B'Shem 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 B'Yitzarek says, Hektish Kaminia No. What do you have there? What do you have by Hektish? What? Do you have Hektish Kaminia No? Oh, Kamima Non? Okay, it's the same word, obviously. What it means is like this. It's a very cool thing the Gemara noticed. By Truma, how many times did Osir? What? Twice and maybe a third time. By Meister Shani, it's maybe twice. That happens to be correspond more or less to the Tuma, right? Truma has Shlishi, and Rechulin only has Shani, and Meister Shani is like Chulin in this respect. So Hektish is also Kiminyano, like its count by Tuma, right? That just like by Tuma, it goes to Revi. Right? So too, in terms of the passing one of the dregs, the first three times it's for sure still kachim, and the fourth time is going to be the machlokas between Rameir and Chachomim. Okay? Chaisel shel zav is zava now. Well, we have a chamber pot used by a zav or a zava for urinating. So you have zav or zava urine in here, right? If you put water into it and rinse it out, Harishon, the first time, or Shani Tame, it's still Tame because I still think that it still has a character of urine. Hashlishi, once you wash it out the third time, Tahar, then the water is Tahar, and we don't assume there's any water in that urine in that third time around. By Medvar Murim, when is that true? When you rinse it out with water. If you're not rinsing out with water, but with the urine of somebody who's Tahar. Tar urine as opposed to Tame urine. I feel like Siri Tame. Even the tenth time it's still Tame because the urine is mechazik the urine and therefore it says it didn't have the urine of his off. Min Bamina. Right, Ravina said he says like Ravina says, Min Bamina Lobato. That's right. Okay? Kavate Vitrumas Meister Shield Maya. I don't know if you have that header, do you? Okay, we said in the Mishnah that as long as there's a certain amount of Trumas Meister Shield Mai, even if it's Tommy, you have to give it to a Kohen. Rabbi Yudan Bar Achse, Rabbi Yudan, the son of the daughter to Rabbi Yisrael Berchina, of Rabbi Yisrael Berchina, said, name of his uncle, B'Shem Rabbi Yisrael Berchina. Baruch Sey is the son of the sister of Yosef Bar Chanina. He was a nephew, right, the son of the sister. Pachos Mikan, if you have less than an amount, an eighth of an eighth, of Trumas Meiser of the Mai, you know what? Don't even bother giving it to the Kohen. No Samanera, put in your own candle at home. It's too little and it's Demai, so you don't have to bother giving it to the Kohen. Rabbi Yane, B'Shem Rabbi Yudan says, B'Ochal K'dei Levei Avashel Beit Zakala. And what is the shear in the Mishnah of one eighth of an eighth? It's an Uchal, which is a shear, which is enough of the oil in order to cook a small egg. And that's the shear, at which point you still have to give it to a Kohen, lest they don't give it to a Kohen, because they can use the spool. That's all you were talking about, where it's Tame. Avotar, but the Trumas Meister of the Mai is Tar, even if it's a minute amount, you have to give it to the Kohen. Over the Mai, and that's also the thing about the Mai where it's questionable. Avobivara, if it's definite Truma, Ben Tame, Ben Tar, Ben Rob, Ben Mu, what? Whether it was Tame or Tor, whether it was a lot or a little, regardless, Tor class, you always have to give the Truma to a Kohen. Yes. Yes. Oh. I mean, yeah, he is the spirit. Yeah, he is. It says he knows the time. It's that's right. So it's just water with time. It's not wine. Right. Okay, it says the Mishnah further. Kashine Truma. We have this is animal fodder of Truma. Now, how do you have animal fodder of Truma? Normally, animal fodder can become Truma. So we're talking about a case of animal fodder which is suitable for human beings under very, very difficult conditions. Now, Karshinim, he says in English, that is an English name. It's not going to help you at all. But the English name of Karshinim is Vetch. Oh, come on, you don't know what it is. What? It's a weed. If you eat vetch, then you'll kvetch. It's a type of grass. So that's what it is. Karshinim. Okay? Next time I ask a bit, what is the clue for it?
No, that's the clue.
It's not kvetchers. Okay, in any event. Kashine Truma. Machino son lebe machayo tani kohen. Since it's not real Truma. Because vetch, who eats vetch? So therefore, it's really therefore you can give it to your animals to eat. It's not going to be a hefsed. Yisrael shesachar parah mikohen. Yisrael who rented a cow from a kohen, machila kashin and truma. Since it's still the kohen's, really, you can give a truma vetch to eat. However, kohen shesachar parah mikohen. If a kohen rented a cow from Yisrael, alpha pishim is on a sale of love, even though he's got to fuel it. Since it doesn't belong to him, he can't give a truma vetch. Yisrael shesham pora mikoin, a Jew who got an pora from a kohen as an investment. Now what happens is they both own it as partners. Yisrael is going to work with it when it grows older. He's going to sell it and they'll split the profits. Lo yachlena karshinei truma. Yisrael can't, even though it's a partnership with a kohen, Yisrael can't give a truma to eat. Why is that? Because the kohen is never getting this animal back. Once it's raised, it's going to be sold. So therefore, it's not considered to be fully his that the Yisrael can give a truma to eat, and vice versa. Kohen Shesham Parah Mikohen. What? No, they don't do it. The Yisrael does all the work. That's key. Look at the next line. Kohen Shasham Purim Yisroel, if a Kohen takes an animal from Yisroel as an investment, now he's raising it, so Machila Karshine Truma. So even though they're partners, he can give it to Yitruma because it's in his possession. Okay? Tanya, we learned. Oh, let's go to the Gemara. Okay? Let's go to the Gemara. Tanya. You don't have Tanya. Minayel Prosa Shel Kohen. Right, how do you know that the Purah of a Kohen, that the cow of the Kohen, Shaisa Shuma Yisrael, which Yisrael is raising for investment purposes, Shein Machil, which we're not allowed to give a truma to eat, Shem, as it says, the Kohen Kikne Kinyan Ka Nefesh Kinyan Kohen Ki Yikne Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo. Now, it says a Kohen, if he owns an individual, then he can give that individual a slave and so on and so forth to eat. Truma. The pasuk goes on. Hu yochal bo, he will eat it. The yelid beiso, and also the people born in his house, heim yolchu b'lachmo, they will eat in his house. So that means that it's the kinyan of the kohen's kesef, which is also in his house. But here, where he gave it to Yisrael to raise and then to sell, it may have be a kinyan of the Kohen, but it's not Yelid, it's not Bibeso, it's not his house, so therefore the soil, the shepherd, can't give a truma to eat. Tanya, we learned, Heim Yochlu, the pasuk goes on to say, they will eat, Heim Ochlim, normally, only human beings can eat truma, Ve'ein HaBeim Ochel, let's say Heim cannot eat truma. So is that true also by Karshinim? Yochel HaKhenim Karshinim, maybe can't even feed a vetch? Tamulomar nefesh. That's what the pasuk says. Nefesh. That you can even give your nefesh, and nefesh means also animals, because animals also have a nefesh. You can even give your nefesh truma. So what truma can you give them? Not truma, which is normally human consumption. That would be degrading it. Rather, truma is something which is for animal consumption, only occasionally used for human beings, and that is vetch. Okay? We're on the top of Nuches Olam Ralph now. He told you have a different gear set here. Okay, well, you should tell me about that when it happens.
He interrupted me most of the time.
Right. All right. I don't know. East Tanya. We have a bright which says, Tani, Yochol lo yachlenu b'karshinu v'tilson. Is it possible you're not allowed to eat, to give the animal to eat either vetch or tilson, which is a kind of legume? Rabbi Chizkiya and Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Chiya b'shem Yochanan said, leiskan tilson. That implies that you can give the animal to eat tilson. You can't. Even though sometimes it's used as animal fodder, tilson, you can't give an animal to eat, even the raisa. You know why? Because it's a type of a grain. It's a type of animal. It's a type of human consumption designated legume. And therefore, it's trumas doraisa. And therefore, you can't give it to an animal to eat. Okay? Only the Cretian, where the trumas only drabbanan anyway. So then we say, since it's only rabbinically ordained, and it's normally eaten by animals, so therefore you can give it to animals. But tilson, which is very often eaten by human beings, you can't give truma of tilson to an animal. Okay? Now the next case, now we go back to the Mishnah, not to the Mishnah itself, but we go to the next case in the Mishnah, and I have a header here. I don't think you have the header. The Kohen Shasham Purim. The Kohen is the one who takes the cow as an investment himself. Okay? So now where you have it. Lokain Tani, the third line down to the end line. Didn't we learn? Minai the Kohen Shakona Evan. Yisroel b'shutfus. How do we know the case? Sir Kohen bought a slave, and Yisroel has a partnership in it. Even if the Jew's partnership is 1 in 100, sheinu machilu truma. The Yisroel can't give a truma to eat. The Kohen can't even give a truma to eat. It's a contradiction to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said if the Kohen is raising it, even though the Yisroel is a partner, he's allowed to give a truma. Here it says, as long as it throws 1/100th of it, that's it. the Kohen can't give it Truma to eat. At time of Lomer, there's a post teacher that says, the Kohen can eat Nefesh. The Kohen, when he acquires the Nefesh, meaning when he acquires the whole thing, but if only as part of it, he can't give it Truma to eat. So Tani Bar Kapora, you're right. Bar Kapora learned, now like our Mishnah, as long as he throws any portion, whether he's the guy who's raising it or he's the guy who's paying for it, so the Kohen can't feed the animal truma. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah again. Madlikin Shemit Sreifa. The asterisk. The last Mishnah in the Perek. Last Mishnah in the Sechta. No, sorry, the last in my sorry. Malin and Shemit Sreifa about the Knessios about the Midrashos. You can light Shemit Sreifa. Shemit Sreifa is true much got. What? Yeah, it's your last question, right. Malin and Shemit Sreifa about the Knessios about the Midrashos. You can light Shemit Sreifa, meaning this is Truma which became Tomei. You can light it in a shul and a base medrash. Even in dark alleys. Valgabi cholim, and you can also use it on by sick patients. Your shoes coin with the Kohen's permission. This is a very interesting halacha. This is going to take us to the end of the Masechta. The halacha is Sherman Sreifa is mutter midaraisa, truma oil which got tummy. Midaraisa is mutter for Yisrael to have hanor from it. He can use the light. Rabbanan didn't like that, so they made a takana. They made only if the Kohen gives permission. However, there's certain cases where it's assumed the Kohen gives permission. Whereas it, for one of the cases, Tzorchei Rabbi, for a base Knesset, a base Medrash, even to light streets. In that case, we assume the Kohen gives permission, we don't have to ask him permission. By a Choyle, if you want to use it by a Choyle, you have to ask the Kohen permission. Now, the two aspects in asking the Kohen permission as well. One aspect is that the Kohen has to give permission, because it's Truma. The other aspect is that the Kohen has to derive Hanor from it. He must derive Hanor from it. You, Yisrael, can also derive Hanor from it. But a Kohen must be deriving Hanor from it in some way, shape, or form for you to tag along and tack on him. We're going to discuss that. We're going to discuss that. Although we won't use this word discussly, it will be implicit in the Gemara's discussion. Now she's allowed to have Hanor from Truma, right? Because she's married to a Kohen. So now her father's Malik Mirshusa, she can give her father permission to light on her account. Okay? Let's see the Gemara. Shimon Barba. You have a header which I don't have. Well, because it's right next to the Mishnah. Malik Mirshusa, you have taken the seals of Batim Hidroshus. Okay. Vishim Barba, Vishim Rabbi Yochanan said, Kani Mas Nisa, this is what the Mishnah means. Agabi Cholim Bishus Koin. When you use it in the presence of a sick person, then you have to get specific authority from the Kohen to do so. Kamaisa, but in Shuls and Bate Medrash and in streets, Afilu Shalom Bishus Koin. You don't need its explicit permission. It's implicit.
Why does the
Kohen get permission? Because the Chol is Yisrael. So he doesn't, maybe he doesn't. That's not as big a mitzvah, it's Tzorach Rabbi. It's not as big a mitzvah, it's Tzorach Tibur, it's a much greater mitzvah. Okay, because it's the masses, the multitude. Now, the thing is like this, the problem is that if you're lighting a candle by Knesset's Beit Medrash or in a dark street, a Kohen can get Hanor from it. Where's the Hanor for the Kohen in the Chola's house? Bear in mind, remember we said the two aspects, there's permission and Hanor. Where's he getting the Hanor? Says, nope. Says more, Tanya Rabbi Chia, Bikur Cholim Ein Lo Shir. There's no Shir for Bikur for visiting sick people. Amar Rabbi Chia, Bar Amar Chia, Adar Chia, God said, Mestiso Amar Kain. We learn from our Mishnah. Val Gabi Cholim B'Shus Kohen. Why? Because what's the heter to light in the Chola's house? Because a Kohen can come anytime being Mavakar Chola. So it's the need of the Kohen. Even the Kohen visited already today. Maybe he'll come again. So therefore, it's really not nor of the kohen. It's tenuous. I grant you. That's the constant on of the kohen. There'd be a light there, because who knows when he'd want to come in to be Mekai in the mitzvah of Bikur kohen. So that's his hanor. Okay? Now, we're going to have a whole slew of cases like this. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Kumi Rabbi Zira in front of Rabbi Zira, Ad kidum etchuma shenoflo base avi imo kohen. Now, remember, as I told you, there are two aspects. The kohen's got to get hanor, and the kohen's got to give permission. So it sounds like Rabbi Yirmiyah said name Rabbi Zira, I want to say a chiddush. Rather, he said in front of Rabbi Zira, not name Rabbi Zira. He said, I want to say a chiddush. Where the Yisrael inherited truma. There was his grandfather's a kohen, his maternal grandfather, who died, and he got left the truma. So in that case, he doesn't have to ask permission. He has to find a kohen to have hanor, but he doesn't have to ask permission. Why? Because it's his truma. He owns it. He doesn't need permission. But I want to say, even a step further, says Rabbi Yirmiyah. I want to say, even if a Yisrael has regular truma, which he separated, has he yet given to a kohen? He hasn't yet given to a kohen. He can now use it to burn. He can now burn it, as long as he has the kohen to have hanor from it. Says the Gemara, "Vafilu b'trumas grono." Even with kohen, which is not the Yisrael's, it's a kohen's, but Yisrael can burn it. What became tamei? Says Gemara, "Amar le man le malav b'trumas grono." Who said you could do it with truma like this? How can you say such a thing? He needs to have permission from a kohen. Where's his permission? He doesn't own this truma. Kohanim are on this truma. Where does he have permission? So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi had the same machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda said like Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rabbi Yossi like Rabbi Zira. So says the Gemara Taki, Ma'adam Rabbi Truma is grono. Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yehuda says even truma which is not yours, it's you just separated it and became tamei. But man, the Maharaj Truma's grown on Nidlak Vasi, but he could just burn it at will. He's stealing for the Kohanim. He's still, how can he do it? Says, well, you know what? Stack it. Ask your command, the Maharaj Truma Shinofu Beis Avihim a Kohen. That's a good question. Ask command, the Maharaj means, I'm going to reject this position. The only time you're allowed to burn Truma, Tumeya, without the permission of the Kohen, is when you own the Truma, such as you inherited the Truma. Otherwise, you need permission. Now, he brings down here a very interesting thing. He says that it could be Rabbi Yirmiyah's story about a case where they say with the Truma, which has not yet been given to a Kohen, you can still burn it on your own initiative. Specifically with Truma, we're using it for a mitzvah. Because we said that in our Mishnah, there are times you don't need the explicit rishus of the Kohen. For a dvar mitzvah, such as in Shul, Beit Medrash, or for Mevos HaFeilin, or Choyla under certain circumstances, so it's possible to say that Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zero, Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yossi said it's okay. Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yonah said it's okay. They're specifically talking about where it's a case where there's a mitzvah involved. Okay? Okay. The Gemara says, besides, I got another question on you. An opinion which wanted to say that the guy in his barn can burn the truma which became tamei, even though he hasn't yet given to the kohen. Says more of Loki Enotzer Schia. Another problem. Don't you have to give it to a kohen? Where'd you give it to a kohen? You have to give it to a kohen. Says more Amalei Bimzakaloi Deacher. It's where you had. So what happened was, you had another guy in the barn with you, not necessarily a kohen. You said to the other guy in the barn, here, be zeichah in this truma for Yankel the kohen. And then he took it back immediately and burnt it. But it's not gezel. Why? Because we said, by truma tmeya, if it's levar mitzvah, which our assumption is, then you are allowed to assume that the kohen would give her shoes, and you're allowed to use it for that purpose. Okay, so truma tmeya has two advantages. If it's a mitzvah, then we assume the kohen gives shus, and if it's a mitzvah of rabbim, we assume that kohanim are getting a benefit from it because they're also part and parcel of the rabbim. Okay? He'll be zocher for the kohen.
Why?
Yeah, zocher on shlofonov. You don't need an appointment in order to have a representative. Okay, if it's a merit, you can be zoicha anyway. Okay? Says we're tiny. Now we're going to learn, as I said, a whole bunch of cases in this regard. Tiny, let you slow a coin, choose shufim bechanus. I saw a coin where partners in a store. Mimali Yisrael Saner Shemen Srefa, the Jew can fill up the candle in the store with oil of Truma, which is Tame, which is supposed to be burned. Voila Larion goes to the second floor, Vyor the Chanusa comes back down on the first floor, last Lasal Sorel Kohen to do the needs of the Kohen without the Kohen's express permission. Why? Because this is the needs of the Kohen. So we assume the Kohen would agree, and so Kohen's also deriving benefit. Not direct, but like you said before, Tova Sanoa, he's getting indirect benefits. Why? Because Yisrael's doing their common work together. Right? Yisrael's doing their common work through this life. Abba lo shel Yisrael. But if Yisrael has work which is exclusively his, then he can't do it by the light of this candle. Okay? Koi Chiboy to Yisrael. A code who came by Yisrael, Lasus Cheshmanimo, to make a Cheshman with Yisrael. Badly called Gabo Shemin Sreifa. So the Kohen, the Yisrael is allowed, when the Kohen is present, to use Shemin Sreifa to illuminate their transaction. Says more. Wait a minute. If it's talking about a case where the Yisrael never gave this truma to a Kohen, don't Kohanim have to acquire this truma? So why does Yisrael have the right to do it? Again, Rishus is necessary for two perspectives. A, that's called Shav Anoah, that we have, because he makes a cheshbonus of the Kohen. But what's the other thing we need? We need to have that it all belongs to the Kohen, and the Kohen gives you the right to do it. So it says, well, so about a case where you are mezaket to this Kohen or to another Kohen, or of course he's there, you can give it to him himself, and then you take it back to use it, that's okay. Tanya, we learned. Another very interesting halacha. Bas Yisrael shenichlasod lahalig mikohenis. A Jewish girl comes in to get a light, not for smoking cigarettes, get a light for a candle from a kohenis. So tevelas apsila b'shemen sreifa, she can dip her wick into shemen sreifa, into this oil of truma which is tameh, umadlekas, and light the wick. Now this is a kasha. How can we allow this? She's getting a noah from Truma, and it's not for the Kohen's purpose, it's for her own personal purpose. So how do we allow this? So says Rabbi Huna B'Shem Rabbi Yanai says, Shas Mishlacha Zeivim Hoysa. You know when they're Mata this? When there are a lot of wolves overrunning the land of Israel, like the lion down in Florida. So they had a lot of dangerous animals. Didn't hear about the lion? They captured her in Orlando, I think it was. Okay. So they needed candles to look for the lion, right? So then, since it's a takona, so they allowed, the Rabbana relaxed their takona. It was their takona that you can't use the oil of Shemen Sreifa, except with the permission of the Kohen, and where the Kohen's getting Hanor as well. But since they're Takona, so therefore in this case, where there's a Sakona, they relax the Takona. But here's the interesting part. That was Shaz Mishazim Hoysa. But, once they allowed it then, they left that loophole intact. The law might based in Ubito. Basin did not get up again and be Mavato, this loophole. So generally it's also to derive benefit from Shemit Sreifel Shul Kohen. Unless it's for the Ritter Shus of the Kohen, and it's for Adnoa for the Kohen. Except where you're dipping a wick into Shemit Sreifel oil as starter, there that's Mutter, even Mazmanazeh, because they never put back the original Isser in this case. They have no one to look at. Tanya.
It's a commentary on the state of the, after a couple of the uprisings against the Romans.
That they had wolves overriding the one. That's good. That's a good point. Tanya, we learned. Bakro shel Kohen, shoya machilei to Yisrael. You have a Kohen's cow, which is eating in Yisrael's barn or stable, A Kohen's garment is being woven by a Yisrael tailor. Mali galgabo shemen sreifa v'enu choshesh. Yisrael can light shemen sreifa over this garment, over this cow, and he doesn't have to worry. Why? Because this is a case where the Kohen clearly is being nene. How is the Kohen being nene? Again, that directly, but his cow is getting fed, or his garment is getting woven by this light. So this again, he told us hanoas for. Kohen chubol asos cheshbon Yisrael chaveru. Another kula. A Kohen comes to make a cheshbon with Yisrael. So in order to make the cheshbon, the Kohen comes to Yisrael's house and he lights Shemen Sreifa in the Yisrael's house. Okay, he brings it with him. Then the Kohen leaves. Nonetheless, we don't require the Kohen, the Yisrael, to extinguish it until it extinguishes on its own. So once they started beheter, they can continue. Since at the time that the Kohen lit it, he was using it, even when he leaves, he continued to let it burn. Okay? Couple more ma'asim. Rabbi Hananya bar Achbor, Rabbi Hananya from Achbor, from the city of Achbor, who was Israel. Have Ami Ravina Togabi Rabbi Chia Tziporo. He was a worker by Rabbi Chia and Tziporo. Mi'ozale, every night, I guess, used to go home from Tziporo to Achbor. Ma'ale Butzina Shemin Tzrefa. Rabbi Chia would give him a lantern full of Shemin Tzrefa. How can you allow that? Don't we hold they can only use the Shemen Sreifa for Kohen's needs, but here he's giving it to the Yisrael, to his worker, to walk home with. So they said the Lohav of it, they came, if he wouldn't have given him the candle, Lohav Osi, he wouldn't have come to work. Right? Because he needed it in order to get home. Savri Meimar. So they wanted to say, Kad Yamti Lebeise Hava Matfile. At least when he got home, he has to extinguish it. Because then it's no longer necessary. Amar Echin Rechin said no. By having this candle, it's part of his wages, almost. It's part of his wages, it's an incentive for him to work, and therefore he's allowed to use it to the hilt. Why? I they can, because he gets these candles, Husar, literally means he mooned, but here means he stayed late, right, when the moon was out. By they can, and by this candle, Hukorat, he gets up early in the morning. So a goodwill gesture is important. It's company perks. So the truth is that this is the heter for tips to goyim and things like that. It was an issur of los lechonen. I just heard today, yesterday, somebody, Rabbi Chorsky, told me he doesn't believe it. No, he said he does believe it. I told him I don't believe it. But he said that he just heard that the brisker rov, Revelvula, another case of briskite, the old joint, the brisker rov is very makbid not to give Goyish taxi driver's tips because of lo sechonin, because he's not supposed to give them free gifts. So therefore he was very makbid to get exact change. Never it's a tip. And it's not recorded if he tipped the Jewish drivers, but he certainly didn't tip the non-Jewish drivers. So in any event, but here you see, it's not that a tip is good because you get better service for a tip. Okay, so that, I don't want to say on tape the response to that. You're going to ask me after Shia, but I have to sign up. Okay, says Ada Shamsha. Ada was a Shamish. In the house of a Kohen, he asked his Kohen master, Shol Rabbi Ami, who was a Kohen, begin to anatzav apsila min choyla. Since I take the wick and put it in starter fluid, well, it's in order to start a wick, they used to dip it in oil. So I dip it in Shemen Sreifa. I put it in Shemen Sreifa on Erev Shabbos. And then, can I use it on Shabbos itself? Now, why do you ask them the question? Because we have halacha, those of you who say Bamei Madlikin. You old Daven Ashkenaz here?
I do.
Bamei Madlikin, it says, Ein Madlikin B'Shemen Sreifa. What? this oil of truma which became tummy. You can't use it to light your Shabbos candles. And the Gemara, it's brought down. The reason is because Emily Shabbos is brought down. You can't use it because it's too similar to kachim. You're not allowed to bring kachim on Shabbos. So also they made it takana not to bring truma on Shabbos because they're very similar to each other. So ask Gemara if that's the case. Ask Abba Shimshon, what about not burning on Shabbos, not using it as the fuel in the lantern, but using it as starter fluid? Can I use it for that purpose? Emily, so he said yes. It gets absorbed into the wick, so that's not part of the Takana of Chazal, not to use Shem and Sreifa on Shabbos. That's not the issue. Hora Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Rayuda ben Paski Paskin, I have Elaine the Rabbi Nechemia came to people in the house of Rabbi Nechemia that way as well. Rabbi Abba Nosib Sila. Rabbi Abba used to use such a wick. Rabbi Ila Lo Nosib Sila wouldn't use such a wick. So as the Gemara, Lesa Rabbi Ila, Hadad Rabbi Ami, doesn't Rabbi Ila hold of that which Rabbi Ami said, that it's okay because the Shemitz Reva gets absorbed in the wick. So Rabbi Ila Mishum Gezo. Rabbi Ila, it seems, was not a Kohen. So he thought it hold it was theft to Kohanim to use the Shemitz Reva, even if it's absorbed into the wick. Below then, besides that, Shamsham Mevaz Bezobekdeshel, his Shamish was made, always used to make a mockery of Kochim. So therefore, in order to strengthen in the eyes of his shamish the holiness, he would not let him use a wick, even if it had been only soaked in Shem and Sreifa as starter, he wouldn't let them use that kind of wick on Shabbos. Okay? So far so good? Gamliel Zuga, which he says is a glassmaker. I would think it means a barber, because Zuga is scissors. So in any event, Gamliel Zuga.
Yeah.
Do you know that your name means scissors? Yeah. It's only not in Yiddish in Aramaic. Kamil Zuga. Shal Rabbi Yossi, ask Rabbi Yossi, Mao Losib Shemin Chulin Ulahadlik. You have a candle which has Shemin Sreifa. Which has Shemin Sreifa in it, the oil of Truma which is done which you can't use on Shabbos. Kiaran and Chulin oil and light it. Do you know the place, Mr. Zuger? You seem like you know the place. What? Okay, Ma'al El Siv Shem Echulin Ulahadlik. Amalei Lo Tani Rabbi Yeshia. So he said, Rabbi Yeshia didn't say, El Ein Mechayven El Solom Atzoso. You're not, when you don't have to clean out the Keli from Shem and Sreifa before Shabbos completely, and then put in the chulin oil in order to light on Shabbos. But you're not allowed to add. You have to pour it all out. You don't have to clean out the kli, tip top. But you can't, if you have Shemin Sreifa, you can't just add and light on Shabbos. That's no good. Amar Avo, Rabbi Avo said, not true. Shonali Yonasan Ba'an Achmoy. Yonas Ben Achmoy taught me. Bas Kohen Shleis Omedes Erev Shabbos Yimchal Sheicha. A daughter of a Kohen who's standing Erev Shabbos right before nightfall. Will be other than there, and she only has it. She has a candle and a light. Vesochet Shem Sreifa. It just has Truma Tzmeo oil in it. Harezu Mosefes Lusochet Shel Chulin. She can add Chulin into it to Madlekes. So you see, you can add and be Mavato. Amalei Rabbi Zira said, Umativei. What's the story with this guy? Literally, what's his quality? What's the story of this guy, Yonasan ben Achmoy? I never heard of him before. Is he reliable, not reliable? Amalei said, Adam Gadol Haya. He's a great man. Ubaki bin Mishnah Senoyah, and he was a Baki in Mishnayas. Not only that, Upashi Rabbi Chia, the Kfar Tchumin, Kume Rebbe, Rabbi Chia from Kfar Tchumin praised Yonasan ben Achmoy in front of Rebbe. And Frere Yonasi, Omanisi Chachim, and Rebbe appointed him a Chachim. So if Yonasan ben Uchmoy said, you can add Chulin oil and be Mavato the Shemen Shel Shemen Sreifa, and use it then for Shabbos candles, for lying in, you can use it. Okay? Madlikin, looks like we'll make it. Going back to the Mishnah. Madlikin Mivesa Mishnah. You have that case in the Mishnah? Madlikin Mivesa Mishnah. You can light candles in a base of mishteh, have a lobe base of oil. You can light candles of truma tmeah in a part, in a by a chasne, but not by a house of avelus. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's one shita. Rabbi Yossi made the exact opposite, but base Avel, in the house of Avelus, Avelo based on Mishta, but not in the house of Achasla. Yes, total house based on Avelbrei. Meir Eimer, Oser Kamakani forbids in both places. Rabbi Shimon Matir Kamakani, Rabbi Shimon is Matir in both places. Okay, so we have four shitas, all four different shitas. Let's go to the Gemara. My time, yeah, you have a tie, you have a header, right? Top of Nun Tazma. Malim Beis Mishnah, Lo Beis Avel, Di Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Beis Avel, Lo Beis Mishnah, Meir, Oitz Kam, Shis Mishnah. Beis Kamakan, Rishim, Mati Kamakan. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the logic of Rabbi Yehuda? Beis HaMishnah, he says that in a Beis HaMishnah, you can use Shem and Tzrei for why? I date them on Neon Nakim because they have clean clothes there. So Lo Misaskin Bay. They're not going to come close to the oil, and they're not going to come to drink it, because we're afraid they're going to drink it, and it's also because it's Truma Tumeo. So therefore they'll stay away from that. That's okay. I have a base oval, but in other house of veils, are dating on nail sewing, because the garment's all dirty. Misaskin Bay, they might come to actually come close to it, and they might come to eat it, so that's no good. My time of the Rabbi Yossi, what's the logic of Rabbi Yossi? The Beitz Avel, I date in a clean because they're humble, they're subordinate. Lomis asking me, they stay away from the candles, they don't get involved with them. Beitz HaMishnah, but the Beitz HaMishnah, they didn't bechizen because they're in a good, frivolous mood. Lomis asking me, they might get involved with the candles. My time of the Rabbi Meir, what's the logic of Rabbi Meir, who's answers both? Says, but Beitz Avel, I date them on and so in the Beitz Avel, because they're in disgusting clothes, Misaskin Bay, they'll start dabbling the oil. Well, Beitz HaMishnah, they didn't prison, because they're too happy, Misaskin Bay, they'll start dabbling the oil. My time, the Rabbi Shimon, what's the logic? Rabbi Shimon's Mati in both places. Beitz Avel, in the house of Avel, I date them clean, because they're humble, let Misaskin Bay, they'll stay away from the oil. Beitz HaMishnah, I think not just humble, they're down low to the ground. So they're away from the candles, right? Which are higher up. And based on Mishnah, they didn't want to kill because they're dressed well. Long as asking me, they'll stay away from the candles. I'm in the Bay Rabbi Yannai. Look, Rabbi Shimon, who said it's okay in both places. Rabbi Yaakov Barach, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yishin said, how look, Rabbi Shimon, looks like Rabbi Shimon as well. Rabbi Yossi, Tzai Dinaya, Bui, Boy, come here, Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yossi from Sidon. Ask from Yirmiya, the low came on him. If you wouldn't tell me it looks like Rabbi Shimon, you don't think you would have known it? What would I have said otherwise? Right, man, Rabbi Shimon anyway. Ain't a look, Rabbi Shimon is look like Rabbi Shimon all over. Amrlozi said, yes, that's true. But nor that's true normally. Amrlo kas shall kas koidmini. But because there are other rabbis here. Kas koidmini literally means a previous group. But here means there are other rabbis in the Mishnah who have other shitas. So I might have taken them into account, right? Or Rabbi Yehuda Oimer may ain't them, Rabbi Yehuda, and they're like machriim, right? They're like they're making a pshara. Rabbi Yehuda takes into account both of them and says that, Rabbi Yehuda draws a distinction. Rabbi Meir says also across the board, and Rabbi Shimon says mut across the board. Rabbi Yehuda is selective, one is mut and one is also, and Rabbi Yehuda is selective. Meir Mainstream says one is mut, one is also. And Rabbi Yehuda, I might have said that we take them, that they really are better shitas, those two shitas, because they're machriim. And we would say, in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, halach is like Rabbi Yossi in his shita, who said it's okay in Avelus, but not in Achasta. So therefore you have to tell me that we don't go like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, we go like Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir, and we pass Rabbi Shimon over Rabbi Meir. Okay, let me call the people in for the siyum. The last Gemara in Masechta Trumos, this is the sixth Masechta in Zroim, which we're finishing. Ma'u lahalik shemen sreifa b'chanukah. Yon of the yoyma. Can one use oil of Truma Tmeya on Chanukah? Now, one is not allowed to use oil of Truma Tmeya to light Shabbos candles. Can one use oil of Truma Tmeya on Chanukah to light Chanukah candles? Says the Gemara, Amri de Rabbi Yannai, so they said in the house of Rabbi Yannai, ma'ligen shemen sreifa b'chanukah. You can use oil which is Tomei, oil of Truma Tmeya to light Chanukah candles. Other Rabbi Nasa, Rabbi Nasa said, it's interesting, Rabbi Nasa, you know, Rabbi Nace, you know, so, in Yerushalmi, they all have funny names, and they're not, I don't remember Rabbi Nasa before in any event, so it sounds like this is like some special name. Leisan Achachim Laba, the Ima. I never knew my father, excuse me, Leisan Achachim Laba, the Ima. But my mother said, Amrili, she said to me, Avu Chava Omar, your father used to say, Misha ain't lo shemen shochulin, somebody who doesn't have regular chulin oil to light for Hanukkah candles, Malik shemen shrefa b'chanukkah, he can light shemen shrefa, he can light oil of truma tmea on Hanukkah. He has the right to do so. This is where we pask in halach lemaisa, that if you don't have chulin oil, means man is that it's not halach lemaisa. If you don't have chulin oil, then he could use truma tmea oil in order to light Hanukkah candles. Now, a couple of interesting thoughts of pre-associating here. They say, the halakha of Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah which was given to Aaron, and then afterwards was given to all of Bnei Yisrael, right? The halakha of Ner, that's what the Malos Chasaneiros, the famous Ramban there, says that there was that halakha of the menorah, and then and later on it spread from Aaron to Bnei Yisrael, but it really comes from Aaron, because the way it spread to all of Am Yisrael is by the Chashmonoim, because the Chashmonoim took it and they expanded on it because of their Mesiris Nefesh. It was an expanded to mitzvah which applied to all of Am Yisrael. So the interesting thing here is that Hadlaka Shem and Sreifa, when you use Shem and Sreifa, it's not just the Kohen who's allowed to use the Shem and Sreifa. It's like, here we're seeing even Yisrael can use the Shemen Sreifa as his Ner Chanukah. So here too is something which is specially designated for Kohen, but we're allowed to ultimately any Yisrael gets the right to use it. Any Yisrael gets the right to use it. Now the Gemara had said previously, you need the Rishus of a Kohen and need the Anah of a Kohen in order to use Shemen Sreifa. A Yisrael can't stama zol use Shemen Sreifa. It has to be with the Rishus of the Kohen, and the Kohen has to have Hanoa from it. So the Gemara gives the Achronim here to say a couple of answers. They say, first of all, a Kohen wants a Yisrael to be able to do a mitzvah with his money. So the Kohen would give Rishus, me assume Rishus. And this is as far as the Hanoa, it's interesting what the Shu answers in Shabbat. He says, the Pshat is not that a Yisrael is not allowed to get Hanoa, but rather that that Yisrael can't get Hanoah from it instead of a Kohen. But here the Yisrael doesn't get Hanoah from it. Why? Because Mitzvah Slav Lehenos Nidnu, and also two reasons. Both of them. Mitzvah Slav Lehenos Nidnu and Ner Chanukah Zoser Banoah. So therefore it's not a problem here. But in any event, so here, so as I said, Shemen Sreifas really belongs to the Kohanim, and you need really the Rishus of a Kohen generally, but here we say the Kohanim have the right, here we say any Yisrael has the right to use it. Now, there's a comparison I want to make here, which is that the quality, unique quality of Ner Chanukah is light from darkness, or in Choshech, right? And that was really the Nes of Chanukah, which was Rabim Biyad Ma'atim. You had a lot of Tumah, and then the little bit of Taro, which there was there, which was the Kohanim, which are the Bnei Chashmonoim, made that there should be light in the darkness. Truma, it's similar, that you have a lot of Chulin, and you take a little bit of Truma, and you give it to the Kohanim, and that represents a unique devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mesiris Nefesh of, even though you have a lot which is chulin, like a lot which is darkness, you have a little bit which you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ma'atim by Chanukah, and the little bit which you give is truma to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Now, in this respect, they wanted to say, it's true that they say that Shemen Sreifa, you can't light on Shabbos because, the reason why you can't use it for Shabbos is a gzera, because it looks like kachim, and you're not allowed to burn kachim on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to burn truma on Shabbos also. But I want to say a shtickle drush in this respect. That the reason we can say that Shabbos is very dissimilar to truma. How so? Because by Shabbos, the nature of Shabbos is that everything on Shabbos becomes kadosh. That's what Shabbos is. On Shabbos, every tainug is a mitzvah, and everything becomes kedusha. It's like main olam haba, right? It's not like it is a main olam haba, and that's why, of course, Shabbos there's an iser melacha because the entire day becomes a day of kedusha main olam haba. Chanukah is not like that. Chanukah is not where everything becomes kadosh. There is no iser melacha on Chanukah, right? Chanukah is not like that. The Chanukah, and there's the only time when Chanukah even approaches an Isra Melacha is at the time of the Neros Chanukah, when there's a minhag not to do malacha. So therefore, Chanukah by Shabbos is completely dissimilar from Truma, because Shabbos is as if everything becomes Kaddish, like Chulin al Taras HaKadosh, where everything becomes Kaddish V'Tor. That's not that's antithetical to Truma, which is a little bit of Kedusha, where there's a lot of Tuma. That's like Chanukah. And that Chanukah also, there's a little bit of Kedusha when there's a lot of Tumor, it surrounds it. It's the Or Mitoch HaKosha, the Ma'atim, the Rabbi Miyad Ma'atim. And that's why, in this respect also, there's a comparison which is that by Truma, also the Truma, as going back to the original comparison, that by Truma we have the Halacha that Zora Korev Yuma, that the Zori has Truma, is going to his Chayim Mitzah, right? And nonetheless, here, where it's Truma Tmeya, so we allow access to Yisrael, also, he's allowed to have use it as well. And that's similar to Chanukah also, where originally the halacha of a menorah was a Zora Korev Yumas. If a Zora goes in to do that voda, he gets put to death, of course. Whereas now, after the nace of the Chanukah, so then there's access to the menorah in the form of the Chanukiah to all of Bnei Yisrael. So that's in this respect, we have the similarity between the truma which the Kohanim get, and here with Yisrael use, and the Chanukah, which the Kohanim were mezakeh, that or mitoch hachoshech to all of Am Yisrael, and is distinct because, and in this respect, one more thing, by Shabbos it's 7 days. The whole Shabbos is the seventh day, because it's mekadesh, or the teva. Within the teva, everything becomes kadosh on Shabbos. Whereas Chanukah is 8. It's lemala min hateva. In order to experience that unique Kedusha on Chanukah, you have to transcend this world. And that's the difference, of course, between Chanukah and Purim, but it's already late. I can't get into that tonight. Purim is much more like Shabbos in that respect. But by Chanukah, you have to transcend Teva, just like Truma is something which transcends the Chulin and is uplifted and goes to the Kohanim. So those are similarities, and that's why you can use Shemen, Shol Truma Tmeya, Shemen Sreifa, to light Chanukah candles, but you can't use Shemen Sreifa in order to light Shabbos candles. Okay, let's just make the Hajj and the Kaddish. Maybe we can take out this. We have some food in the meantime and some drink. You can also come back and eat after Marv. There's not enough time to eat.
Amen, sell of her. Modim anachnu v'nechonu elohinu ve'evosinu sh'santu chokeinu b'yosh rebe samedrash lo samtu chokeinu b'yosh rebe kronos sh'anu mashkim v'hem mashkim anu mashkim v'divei tov v'hem mashkim v'vorem telim anu melem v'hem melem anu melem v'chav mislachor v'hem melem v'enu m'chav mislachor anu atzim v'hem atzim anu atzim v'chayim abo v'hem atzim v'rshachas sh'nehem av'atolu him teredeim v'rshachas an sh'idom yirmim alo yechtsu mirem v'ani yiftach boch Yotzal Fanechon Elohenu Kishem Zazalton, Lizayim Mesechus Trumas, Kain Tazrenu Laschim Sechus, Slamachem, Lissimum, Lilmo Lami, Lishma Vlasos, Lukaim, Escodivay Samutar Sechabiava, Skusko Tanoim, Amoroim, Tabinechomim, Yamodlanu, Ulizarenu, Shalotomo Shatoro, Nipinu Mipi Zerenu, Vizera Zarenu, Adolom Tiskaim Bonu, Isarechotan Hoskom Shafro Tishmolecha. Vakitsoso he sisichecha. Kivir yubu yamecha vesivachoshnos chayim. Urchemi bimina bismolo shavod. Anoyos amoyten noy varech samova shalom.